limb.
Okay.
Well, now, of course, you got the dirt daubers, but they don't sting.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about hornets?
Yeah.
Now, are they different?
Well,
or
now,
yellow jacket.
Well, I don't believe the average person distinguishes them. It's either a yellow jacket or a bee. I couldn't distinguish a hornet.
Okay. What's an insect that jumps along in the grass?
Grasshopper.
And what do you call small fish that are used for bait?
Melons.
What do you call a filmy thing that an insect might build maybe in the corner of a...
web.
Okay. And would you call it the same thing if it were outside hanging from a tree?
Uh-huh.
The parts of a tree that grow underground are its...
roots.
And what's a tree that people get sugar from?
Maple.
Okay. And what would you call a number of maple trees together?
A grove.
Okay. They don't grow around here.
No. It's not native. We do have some native swamp, a red maple or swamp maple is native, but that's about
that. But no sugar maples.
No.
What's a very large tree with grayish bark? Not an oak tree, but something that has
a sycamore
little...
tree.
George Washington chopped down a...
an apple tree.
Okay. What's a bush that's said to be poisonous?
Poison ivy.
Yeah.
And then there's poison ivy and poison oak.
Well, now there's something else too that I don't know if it grows around here or not, but it has a sort of cluster of seeds and berries up at the top, and it's called a poison.
Pokeberry?
No, this is called a poison something. Poison sumac or shumac?
No, sumac. Well, we don't have that. That's a mountainous.
Okay. What's a vine that can make a person's skin break out? Oh, you just told me poison ivy.
Poison ivy.
What's a little round thing that's red, has a seed in the middle?
Cherry.
You might say to a child, don't eat those berries. Yeah. Some of them might be...
poison.
Okay. What are some red edible berries?
Cherries.
How about some that people raise and they're awful good for breakfast with cream?
You're not talking about huckleberry.
No. These grow almost flat on the ground.
Plum.
Well, now these other things, I picked them when I was a child, so I'm real familiar with these. But they grow around Savannah anyway, and they get to be about this big.
Cherries. Peep, no.
All right, let's get at it this way. In a barn, you have to put what down for the animals? You put hay or something else.
Straw.
Okay.
Oh, strawberry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And how
it's funny, you, I've always associated strawberries in a different category with cherries or that's right. Okay, go ahead.
What do you call a red berry that grows up in the mountains and begins with an R and it looks like a blackberry?
Raspberry.
Black.
And what are some other edible berries that grow around here? Think of any off hand?
Yeah, huckleberries, blackberries. That's fine.
Okay. What's a bush-like shrub that grows up in the mountains and you see it hanging on the side of these, cliffs that the highways go past?
That doesn't have fruit.
I know there are a lot of them, but one of the better known.
It doesn't have fruit. What was it?
Doesn't have fruit. Just a shrub that grows up in the mountains. What are some very common shrubs?
Rhododendron, mountain laurel.
Okay, those are the two I was interested
sumac,
in. Those are the two that I was particularly interested in. What's a tree that has very large white flowers associated with the south?
Magnolia.
Okay. Let's see, your wife might say, I have to ask the man I'm married to. I have to ask my...
husband.
Okay. And do you know any sort of other terms for husband?
My better half.
Okay. And you might say, I have to ask the woman I'm married to.